Hey y'all, it is Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess, and welcome. This is the
welcome
to Day After the Election podcast. And then
yeah, post-election hangover Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
Yeah,
I did not watch anything. I scrolled on my phone a little bit, but I didn't watch like news channels.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling of treating it like it's some kind of sport that's unfolding. I just wanted to know the results. So I kind of got off Twitter around 5 o'clock.
This morning?
No, like 5 p.m. and then just went to sleep. Just so I could get some sleep.
Okay, gotcha. Did you stay up and like wait for the results, final results, or maybe final results? Or did you sleep?
Nope.
Like, you slept
I had
on?
No idea what was going on when I went to bed. And those first few hours of sleep were really good.
You know what? I did have a beginning really good sleep. I drank a Recess, which is one of those Aptogen and magnesium drinks.
Okay.
And so drank that. And immediately, like, it's like this nice chill swoosh comes over you. And I fell asleep. And then all of a sudden in my sleep, I was like, shit, I got to check.
What time did you check?
Like 2?
2 a.m.?
I think so.
Nice. Yeah, I checked around 1 a.m. because I was dreaming about it. And it did not... I was surprised with how bad it turned out.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could be this level of like, I got a lot of thoughts on it. So cut me off if you don't want to hear.
No, thought away.
I'm just really disappointed. That I mean, it seems like a lot of people really love Trump, like a lot more than I thought. And it's like I saw the results where like Miami-Dade County went for Trump, and I'm like, that's fucked up, dude. Like Latinos especially loved him, and
yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know, I came away with the impression that I feel like America just can't ever elect a woman. Maybe it's something like that. I really don't know. What could have been different? I just feel like people fucking love Trump.
I don't know if they love the chaos. It's like watching a bad TV show, like watching a train wreck. And you know, people love watching a train wreck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like exciting and oh my God, what's going to happen? Or like a reality, you know? But like, he's incoherent. You voted for some, even if you think like, oh, some of his economic things, which he doesn't know anything about economics, but put that aside for a moment. Like, pretend he knows something. He's fucking sexually assaulted women. He says vile things about everybody except for white men. And not all white, yeah, white men. White conservative men.
I mean, Latinos turned out for him.
Yeah.
Even after he called Puerto Rico he didn't call a floating pile of garbage. Somebody at his rally did.
But he's talking about, like,
mom,
rounding up.
My mom
know?
Was here that weekend, and my mom is Puerto Rican. And I was like, did you hear what they said at his rally? And she goes, yeah, that was just a bad joke. You know, I don't even think that, I think that the Democrats planted that guy at the rally.
See, yeah, like, there's that
are
too.
You fucking crazy.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's like everyone's been brainwashed. And I don't like, and I feel like, where did these people come out of the woodwork from? Like, not talking about your mom, because I'm, but like people I thought I knew that suddenly are like, yay, America. Or just in general, like, I thought it was going to be close. Like, closer than I want. But I had hope.
I was just so disappointed by the results. Like, especially with Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, I put a lot into Georgia here, and everywhere around Athens. I mean, Athens is like this oasis, I
Right.
guess, in the middle of conservative country. I really like Kamala. I really think
Yeah.
that she was a good candidate. I still think she's like smart and cool, and
Yeah.
I'm just bummed that so many people really really like this
And
other
did
guy, and it's not going to be great. Like his
No.
like they also the Republicans also won the Senate and the House, and so it's just going to be a miserable 4 years.
It really is.
Like
And
for the well, for the country, I don't know for us how it's going to feel, but like he's convicted of what, 37 felonies or 27 felonies?
something like that. So he's gonna get
And
pardoned.
well, yeah, I mean, it's like nothing even
Right, so how do you
touched
tell,
this
like,
guy.
teach little kids now, like, respect other people, be kind, don't lie? Because that's how.
Right, follow the rules unless you can just lie and have a lot of money.
And he's lost other people a lot of
And
money. And I think it is, like, there's something
yeah.
about, like, not wanting a female in power. And then you had a female who was black, Indian. Her husband's Jewish. Like, there was a mixed portion. I don't know if that, but I think feet, like, what is so scary about having a female in power? Are men scared that they're going to be, like, their manhood taken away if they let a.
I know. Is that what this is about? Like, I feel like I'm not like very active politically. I try to read from like articles on, like New York Times, and then I'll try to like skim Fox headlines just to kind of stay fully informed. I try to talk to my parents, who are, my dad is like super plugged into Newsmax, and I think what's the other one? I think he even reads Epoch Times, which is like straight Russian propaganda.
Okay.
And it's just bringing back all that 2016 bullshit where it's like, oh yeah, they're better at this. Like, Twitter brought back ads, and I don't know. I think the winners in this are Joe Rogan and Elon Musk,
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, and to see the yeah. And to think about, like, talking about reproductive rights, like, think about people who have daughter, like, even if you have sons, whatever, like, it's just gross. It's just gross.
Should we call Joe Rogan fellow podcaster
Yes, let's get him on. I'm sure he's he's got a,
Rogan?
his comedy club here now, the Mothership.
Is he in Texas?
I don't fucking know. Maybe he lives here. I don't know, but the mothership is here. I
Oh
won't
yeah,
go.
you should get him on the
Yeah, I'll go by and ask.
podcast.
I thank goodness don't have to, like, leave. Well, I went to the store earlier. This is where I had not gummies, like pot gummies. I went to the store and bought, like, Starburst gummies for breakfast. To get some fresh air. It's only fucking. Okay, totally a different subject for a second. It's only 40 something degrees here this morning. But anyway, I went to get gummies because that's as far as I could figure out food. It sounded really good. And what was my reasoning to tell you that? I don't have to be in public today, which I'm really happy about. Which I know sounds like whatever, but I do have to see clients.
Well, I
So.
appreciate you talking to me. I feel like I just need to talk to people, and I think it's it feels better to just I don't know. I have some people in my life that I really want to check in with because I think they're gonna like I'm feeling pretty bad, so they must feel like a million times worse. And so I think I'm just gonna check in with those people and make sure they're
Yeah.
not jumping off any bridges or anything.
Yeah, there are people I worry about. There are people in my family that I'm really worried about. Yeah, I have a cousin who's trans and doesn't live here anymore, but grew up in Texas, so their family's still in Texas. And it's just, yeah. And then just to think,
Yeah,
like, hate
not
won.
great for hate what?
Hate won. You know, like, I hate they're just like, we won, we lost, whatever. Because I, but there is a winner and loser in this thing. But, like, the idea of, like, feeling that misogynist, feeling better than somebody, like, belittling people, telling you, like, you're wrong for feeling this way, or you should believe this thing. They're supposed to be the, yeah, like, take government out of everything, but they, but what they're going to essentially doing is, like, controlling everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, I don't know how it could have, I don't know how it could have, like, ended up this way. It's very, I don't see a lot of this in my day-to-day, so it's very hard to,
yeah,
fathom that this many people could actually support this guy. I'm also worried, you know, that he's going, I mean, it's going to be a miserable term.
Right.
He's going to surround himself with the worst people.
Yes.
He's going to get, like, out of jail. Like, he was supposed to do jail time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably not going to have to do jail.
Correct.
Which is kind of annoying because I've just been waiting for years for him to get, like, in trouble for all this bad stuff that he's,
yes,
been doing. And these are well-documented things that if you're skeptical about them, do some research and you can find out that the big lie was a lie and these crimes that he committed were actual crimes, which is strange to even say, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
now we have to say stuff. We have to say, oh, yes, he actually committed, like, fraud with his charity.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even legally go to certain countries,
mm-hmm,
because he's a felon. It's just mind-boggling.
His university was like a total scam that came out, like all these things.
Yeah, just be a whiny little bitch and you can become president. I guess if you're a man, I don't know, a white man.
A white, it's,
damn,
yeah, white man.
It really is just going to come back to these, like, gender card, race card things.
Mm-hmm. And it scares me, like, first of all, to see, I just happened to, like, I saw something pop up, like a text, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't, like, somebody, like, oh my god, you know.
Yeah.
And to see, like, women, like, I'm dancing in the streets right now. I don't understand.
There's women dancing?
Yes, that's what I get. That's what I was just seeing on a like post, a few posts, like.
Huh.
I don't get
it.
Yeah,
and so I guess these people exist. I just,
yeah,
I don't really know these
people. I see them. Like, I know there are some of these people in my life on the outskirts. I know I do have some family who are Trump supporters. I don't know if they change. I don't know. But it's not like my everyday, you know, but then I see it in my feed because of who I grew up with, like where, I guess because of where I grew up, I don't know. I have to say, I balked. Is that the right word? Balked? You don't even know what I'm trying to say,
balked.
So how do you know,
yeah,
it's the right word? I balked at the idea when my dad was like, hey, do you want to get your, you know, dual citizenship? And I was like,
right,
like, cool, but, like, ugh, the process and forms and getting stuff translated, you know, like, I was like, ugh, it's expensive, you know, just all the things, because I'm lazy, I guess. But my dad was like, I already did it. I have the attorney and the spokesperson in Lithuania or whatever they're called. You know, I just want to make sure you want to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think my sister ended up doing it, but I was like, you know what? I was taught, this has been ingrained in my brain since I was a little girl, that that always have an escape plan.
Right.
And this goes back to generational, you know, being Jewish and even prior to the Holocaust, being thrown out of countries, pogroms, like all the things, right? Like always have an escape plan. That's why traditionally more Jews used to live by the coast. It's changed over the years, but that was always the thing. Like, you live by a coastal place because so you can get out quickly. And anyway, so I always, like, have had this thing of I always look for my escape, you know, whatever. But I didn't feel like dealing with the passport thing. I think I just had a lot going on in my brain at the time. And it just seemed like, but I did it. So I have, like, if... But then I also feel like, so if things start to go to shit, do I just pack up and leave everybody else here? Also, I can't do it right now because I'm in school anyway. And I don't have enough money to just move to another country. But...
Right, yeah. No, I think everybody feels that. It's like a stage of this. From 2016, I'm having like this remembering of all the feelings. And like one of the earliest feelings is like, let's... GTFO.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I talked to my kid. I had to tell my kids about this. Mm. And it was like, it's such a bummer to explain to your daughters that this horrible woman hater is the person that people want. I do feel like, I mean, not as much so when Hillary didn't get elected, because Hillary won the popular vote.
Yeah.
And I felt like, oh, more of us did not want this guy. But now it feels like I'm in the minority in a, like, you know, pretty bad way.
Yeah.
So I think those feelings are a little bit bigger, although the thing is keeping me in this country. Like, I was born here.
Yeah.
I've lived here for 40 years. I think we're tremendously privileged to be American. But yeah, no, I can't say that I don't have those same feelings.
Yeah.
That would be lying.
Yeah. And then there's such a thing about, like, here's the thing. If we all get scared and fear and like hide, you know, like, or I don't mean we're all gonna like hide in our houses, but you know that idea of like no one knows what to do, so everyone just kind of like folds. That can't happen. We also can't like go out and destroy our country like January 6th kind of thing, because that's also
I don't think there will be any of that.
Oh no, I don't either, like, because we're not those kind of people.
We look at these results and we're like, oh, we lost. Damn.
But I do think
we're adults.
Yes, I agree. And I feel like that we're the adult party, which is weird. This country's run by a bunch of fucking toddlers. But the thing is, there's a great opportunity. Like, I don't want to say, like, always look for the silver lining, because there's some bullshit in that, but there's some truth, too. But it's a great opportunity to think community, you know, and really go back to, like, tapping into your own community to make your community strong. Because once your community's strong in the way, you know, like, it grows.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we are all kind of like, especially post-quarantine, post-COVID, we've all been on our own little islands,
mm-hmm.
somewhat more. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's because I'm sitting in my island, because I like...
No, that's fair. Fair statement.
I like my own island. But like, if you are things going to be hard, especially if you are trans, if you are LGBTQ in any way, like, could things get really hard for you? Yes, but can community also rally for people? Yes. That's, I guess. I don't know. I'm neither of those things, so how can I speak? I'm female, but I'm not, and not that it matters, but I can't reproduce, but, you know, like, so there's a part that doesn't affect me. It's how women are treated. Yes, it always affects me, how any women are treated, and the next generation's treated, and generations down the road. But then the idea of, like, seeing all these posts about how they voted because that's what Jesus would want, and Jesus is, like, shining down on our country, and the body, you know, faith is being restored. That gives me so much anxiety. That's the part, you know, that's, and I worry about everyone else. I'm not saying, like, I'm more afraid than anyone, or my fear is different. That's just my part where I feel the most afraid. I worry about the next generation. I worry about females so much, and how, and what's going to happen to people who are sexually assaulted. Like, now it's black to blaming the woman, and then everyone kind of gets a pat on the back because they got some, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone would be okay with sexual assault.
Me either, but when your president talks about grabbing him by the pussy, like, and talks about women being gross or unfuckable or fuckable, or look at her, you know, and then having women go along with it, like Laura, what's her name? Lauren. Laura? Lauren. Bright.
Who's Lauren?
Bright. In Colorado. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't even
see. Bobert?
Yeah, why did I think it was like Brit? I don't know. Yes, like she goes, like, loves that shit. And, like, eats it up, you know? Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some deplorables coming out of Woodworks.
And they have a lot, and the big thing that they, well, here's the thing, too. They did go after, like, there is this, I don't know, they had this commercial about how Jews should vote for Trump. He's not pro-Jew. He's pro-Russia. He's pro-white people. And there was a misalignment about that, too. It's not true. And Ukraine's fucked.
I think that is, I think maybe people like to be lied to. I'm not really sure what else to think about that.
You know,
like, yeah. I don't really think people voted based on actual, real information.
No,
they kind of just voted on, like, oh, he almost got shot. Like, somebody said, like, God voted back when he got shot, and we're going to vote on Tuesday or something.
They like the bully. Like, it's like they like the bully story. What happened to, like, the small guy coming out and, you know, I don't know. They like a bully.
Yeah, just nobody believes what they see. It's really strange. Or maybe we're seeing different things than they're seeing.
I know. That's
I don't
what
really
I
understand it.
And I always...
I might not have the capacity to actually understand what happened.
Yeah, I don't either. And I always say, I've said numerous times, I love a cult. I love a cult. This has not been that. I'm like, but this is a cult. And I can't get behind
this
one.
It's a fun one.
And it's also sad.
Yeah.
I can't like a cult. I mean, not that I like all cults. There are some other bad cults in the world. But maybe this is time for me to start my cult and rise up. I don't have that.
Oh,
brain.
I'd love to join your cult. I feel like your cult would be more fun.
Thanks. We could have, like...
It'd be a little more gay.
Yeah. It would be like... There'd definitely be a lot more pleasure-based, but for everybody, with consent.
Yeah.
Wear what you want.
I saw a tweet or a thread this morning that I almost screenshotted, which I don't normally do, but in these rough times, I guess I need a little bit of motivational hat poster on the wall.
Yeah.
And it said, I don't know, maybe we just double down on being reasonable and kind to one another. And I was like, I like that.
You just said the cat poster. Now that's all I can think about is the cat. Are you talking about the cat when the cat's like falling and it was like kind of hanging on? Hang in there. That one?
Yeah. Hang in there.
I keep thinking this because I also worry about our education system because he, you know, talked about dismantling a lot of that, making people dumber so they vote more for him and for his luck kind. But I don't want my mom not to be here. My mom has passed away. Like, I'm not saying I'm glad she's dead, but God, I'm glad she's not seeing this. Because she fought so hard for so many years for education, for civil rights, for all kinds of things, for fair housing, for she was involved in so many things. So I've decided, what did I decide the other day? Oh, I had this was, you know when you have these weird thoughts that make no sense and then you can't remember them sometimes? My mom actually, like, she was the one keeping my mom was keeping the whole world in check. And when she died, it all went to hell. It was my mom's fault. I mean, not her fault, but like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Like, my mom, she was really super... She was that powerful. She was keeping the whole world. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was kind of going steady. And then she died, and it went...
That's what I felt about, like, David Bowie and Prince.
And, like,
and
I want
Tom Petty.
I want to be in their world.
The Guardians.
Yeah. I want to go to where they are all at. And again, I don't want to die. I'm not saying I want to die. So please, this is not my call for my death. But I want to go where all those people are hanging out. Because that sounds like a
Yeah,
movie.
and if anybody's having thoughts of
Yes.
dying or suicidal thoughts, there are hotlines you can
Yes,
call.
988 is one, is a text hotline you can call. And I believe the other one is, oh God, I should know because I've had to do, but 988, I don't want to give the wrong number and then somebody, tries to call and they get the wrong hotline. Call or text 988. That is the suicide crisis hotline. There's also, let me see if I could find the other thing I saw this morning. What's her name? Kelsey. Hang on one second. Not Cook. Is that her? No. I'm gonna try and find it. It was this another hotline for like the Trevor Project. Was having.
Well, while you look it up, I'll just say, the next 4 years seem pretty uncertain. We don't know what to expect. I do think that unless they make changes to the Constitution, which I feel like that would be pretty hard, not impossible, but pretty hard, I guess this would be the last Trump term, right?
Oh,
We will
yeah.
get a chance to vote again in 4 years, and we will see what
Yeah.
happens in 4 years.
Yeah. And you know,
And that's what keeps this country running, that
that
type
is
of
true.
hope, that type of changeover.
Yes.
We can't just have people in power forever. And
No. Okay. Let's see.
like I said, that's all up in the air right now, but it's like
Right.
as far as things still stand,
If you,
that's
yes,
something
that
to
is
hold out
true.
hope.
And sometimes, we're, you kind of, like, again, I don't want to be all like flowers and rainbows, but sometimes, like, out of our worst times, our worst moments come amazing things because we band together and we create new things, Why? This is
Yeah,
so
or just think.
weird. My Trevor Pro, I don't know if it's my phone is being weird or there's already. My Trevor Project keeps going to like a Google. Anyway, it's fucking weird. You can go to Trevor Project, thetrevorproject.com. There's also a chat, and they did say on their thing that Trevor Text and Trevor Chat are currently experiencing long hold times due to the election. If you need immediate assistance, please call 1-866-488-7386. That was 1-866-488-7386. Again, you can also 988 text or call. I mean, that's the suicide hotline. But please reach
Yeah,
out to somebody.
hopefully if you aren't, I mean, hopefully you've got, people in your life that might be experiencing more anxiety, more dread than yourself. Maybe you can
Reach out.
call and maybe talk about it. It doesn't benefit you to hold it all in.
No.
It also doesn't feel good to talk about. I'll admit that.
Right. And also,
But
you don't
I
have
do
to.
think that
Go ahead. Sorry, I
it's part of
interrupted.
a process. We're going to, the only way to go forward, I think, is to acknowledge what has happened.
Yes.
And
And you don't have to have the right words to, if you're worried about somebody or if you want to check in on somebody, you don't have to have the right words for them. You don't have to have words at all. Sometimes, like if someone might need to just have you sit by them or just knowing you, they got a message or a check-in or whatever it is. But there's no like, oh, what if I said something wrong or I don't know what to say to them? It's not about what you're saying to them as, as long as you're not saying hateful things, but it's being there, showing support. I'm not a hugger, but if I walked by somebody that looked distraught over this and I thought they needed a hug, I'm the most non-hugger person, and I think I would even give them a hug.
what about a
Oh, definitely. Blowjobs before
blowjob?
hugs. I mean, duh. Hugs are like very, what's that word? Intimate. Blowjobs, eh, just got your dick in my mouth.
Yeah, if you're not a hugger, just blow
Yeah. I mean,
them.
they might like it. Get consent first.
So, oh yeah, definitely get some consent, but
Maybe I should start
also,
wearing.
I guess you'd have to make sure they have a penis too.
Right.
I don't
Otherwise,
know. You got to be prepared for
people.
whatever's down there.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Maybe I should start wearing them. Like, you know how they do the mom hugs, like free hugs for mom for like, and I could just
Free
have free.
blowjobs?
No, but that's bad. I don't want it to be.
Yeah.
No, I went about this. I had this great idea in my head.
Free hand jobs.
No, hand jobs are also why do. Okay, apparently touch for me is more intimate than like things in my mouth. Although not always true, because you can close your eyes with something in your mouth, but it like it really makes it better when you look at somebody.
Yeah.
But like I don't, but I guess there is part of a hand part with a blow. Anyway,
Handjobs more like a hug, I'd say,
yeah.
probably. Closer to a hug.
Yeah, but you know, I use my hand anyway. By the way, this is totally off the subject of the election. I'm
Ooh,
gonna.
I got something off the subject too.
Okay. Have you heard about the cucumber man in DC?
No.
Okay. You ready for my story? Y'all have to look this up because I want to hear people's opinions. So this man had a cucumber. He walked into someone's driveway. Like there is not too far from a school, kind of like an alleyway driveway. Put the cucumber in the grill of the car, pulled down his pants, and started going up and down on the cucumber. A car started coming, so he grabbed the cucumber. I think it broke off and there was a part of it in the grill. Then he put it on something else, like maybe a stoop or maybe just his hands in the same area. He didn't realize there was a camera filming him this whole time. Doing the same thing, like put it up back up his butt and was going to town on it. Not like he was, and it wasn't like he was getting off on it. It wasn't like he was like experiencing or like some sexual pleasure. He was just riding this cucumber. Then he took out his cucumber, took the cucumber out the butt again. Again, it was in somebody's grill of their car. It broke off in the grill of the car, and then he continued somewhere else in the same area. Then he took said cucumber, put it in his lunchbox. Yes, he had a lunchbox. That part to me stood out the most. He had a lunchbox with him or lunch, whatever, and then just walked away with cucumber and lunchbox.
Well, that is odd. That seems like mentally ill, right?
Maybe, I don't know. Could be. It could be. There are people who have compulsions to like have sex with inanimate objects. There's a term for it that.
But you said he wasn't like enjoying it, visibly.
No, he didn't lube up the cucumber. And what is it with cucumber? But anyway, yeah. And then he put it in his lunchbox, and just walked off. Put it. Put filled his pants back up.
Well,
So
that's the most normal part of
that he had a lunchbox.
because like cucumbers go in lunch boxes. That's pretty
Oh,
normal, right? You can have a cucumber in your lunch box. Go ahead.
I don't have a lunchbox. I hated
Is it like
lunchboxes.
a is it like a lunchbox you would take to a construction site? Like a it looks like a little farmhouse, you know what I'm talking
It
about?
would
Like
look
a
kind of. It wasn't like your old metal lunchbox or like a, you know, that he. I'm like,
Ninja.
with like the Hardy Boys on it, or I don't. I can't. I don't know how I got to Hardy Boys, but like that
Ninja
you.
Turtles is what I
Yeah,
was gonna
okay.
say.
It wasn't like one of those. It wasn't like one of those fancy like ones they have now. But it kind of looked like it did look like a construction site kind of thing. See,
Oh, okay. So this—I mean—that seems like the type of lunchbox that you would see on a TV show. Just to like let you know visually that this is a
it was
lunchbox.
like blue,
And
and because it wasn't, it looked almost more like a tool belty lunchbox to me, or like one of those like Boggs
yeah, that's what I
lunchboxes.
was thinking.
Yeah, Boggs, isn't that what they're called?
Well,
Those
if
like
it was a toolbox, that would also make sense. This is his,
it was more, but it was
this
more
is.
like that like Boggs material or that like soft material, like not toolbox, not metal for sure.
Yeah, as far as okay, so I said mental illness, but as far as like kinks go, that sounds like a real hassle. Like,
Right.
oh man, like I'm really feeling like I want to go fuck a cucumber in the grill of a car. And I just like it's been so long and I've got to do it. And like that seems like something you need to plan
Right.
a whole day for, because you could totally get in trouble for that.
Right. And they are look the police were looking for him. I don't know if they found him. I don't know what happened. I had a feel so these are the two a few thoughts that I well one the thought I'll tell you what my friend's thought was. My friend's thought was it was talking to me about it last night was she had asked if I knew about the cucumber man. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. That it was more she thought it was might have been like he was preparing himself like for something bigger. Like he was like, shit, I gotta go get these drugs. I know how, the only way to get them is this big guy's gonna have, you know, he's big, I gotta get ready. And or someone said his butt's a little too like tight at the moment. So there was that thought. But I still think he would have used lube or found something, or at least like licked the cucumber first. I decided that he was mad at somebody. So he had this cucumber in his lunchbox. So he was making lunch for everybody that day. And his, or there was like a buffet, or like, what's that called when everyone brings in something?
Oh, that's a potluck.
Potluck, thank you. And they were having potluck lunch, and he was going to make cucumber salad or any kind of salad. And he was pissed off at everybody because they eat something of his food or they made fun of him. He didn't really like necessarily look like he wasn't worked in an office. He didn't look like, just like a guy, I don't know. But then he like stuck it up his butt and then put it back in his lunchbox so he could bring it to work to make his potluck. And then everybody gets sick off his butthole cucumber. And that's his laugh to everybody. Because, you know, they don't know what happened. They're all just like, or they just all ate his butt cucumber and he found that amusing. That's where I went.
Yeah, like he's getting revenge on his boss or something. I had a bad cucumber the other day. Like, it was kind of, I don't think it was a butt cucumber, but it was like, it was kind of squishy, kind of
Oh.
like mealy, and it didn't have any flavor. It tasted like basically nothing.
Did you keep
And
eating it?
that's a bad, what?
Did you keep eating it?
I ate it, yeah.
Wait, do you just
I don't
bite
know why.
into a cucumber?
No, this was like, what is it, like a ring? Like a what you put over your eyeball if
Okay,
you're
yeah.
doing a beauty salon thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. When I.
With the what's without the skin too.
Okay. When I was growing up, go back to my childhood again, all my troubles. My, you know, again, when you would get a cucumber that tastes like kind of bad, my dad would go, ew, that tastes poisonous. Did that with green peppers too. I love pickles, but I can't eat cucumbers or green peppers. I love all other peppers. Green peppers, no. Cucumbers, no. Pickles all day long, but not cucumbers. And I understand that
Wow.
pickles are cucumbers, but it's not the same. They're pickled. I will suck a cucumber all day
That's
long.
funny.
I won't put it up my
There
butt.
was a cartoon that my kids were watching. It's called Wee Bear Bears. It's kind of for grown-ups and for kids, but they were trying to make these viral videos, and there was this one of the bears was like violently afraid of cucumbers. But then, so they'd roll a cucumber up behind him, and then he'd freak out and like break the set. And then they did like seven takes of that, and then they tried it with a pickle, and then he just looked at it, picked it up, and ate it. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Because how could
That is
you just look at a pickle or a cucumber and be like, oh, I know the difference?
okay. I just have to, sorry, I'm going back to one good thing for the day and the election. I know I just jumped around, but sorry about that. Seven states vote to protect abortion rights.
All right,
So it's
there's some good news.
Arizona, Colorado, New York, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, and Nevada.
Cool, I like
So
that.
get some good news. It failed in South Dakota and I think Florida.
Yeah,
So
I heard about Florida.
did you want, did you have a non thing you wanted to say too? I'm sorry, I interrupted during your pickle
Oh, I've
conversation.
got two of them, but I'll do them really quick.
Oh, take your time.
We Okay, we ran the half marathon on Sunday.
That's right. I've been wanting to ask you about it. I saw you're out. I saw. Were you? Did you have bows in your hair?
Yeah, Meg made a bow out of our medal from last year,
Oh, cool.
which was pretty cool. Like the medal had like this really nice ribbon on it, so she cut
Nice.
the ribbon off and made bows from last year's medal, and then we wore that during this year's race. I thought that was really clever. But yeah, it was hard. Like it was kind of cold, kind of. It was really hazy, and like I decided to wear my glasses, so my glasses got really fogged up. And there wasn't as much enthusiasm in like on this side of town as there was like on campus and on Millage and stuff and Five Point,
Interesting.
which, yeah, it was totally different than last year. But we did pretty well. We did it about 5 minutes faster than we did last year.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. I felt really like I felt good about the time, but I was really, really like exhausted the rest of the
Did you sign up for the next year's when you finish? Do they hand out sign-ups at the finish line?
day. No, that's funny because me and Meg were both like, let's never do this again. And we have a friend who was like on the board of the Classic City Marathon, which happens in January. And we were considering doing like a relay for that. But then as soon as we saw the election results, we were like, okay, we're into running now. It's like we're getting into running or like hard liquor. So I think we might.
I was just thinking last night. I said it during the recess. Today I was like, "Well, I don't have much to do. I could day drink and pretend this didn't happen." And then I realized I have a client tonight at 7. So I'm like, "Okay, well, I guess I can't do that." So,
Yeah, it's not a healthy way
no, it's
to
not. But
feel,
I was
so.
like, you know
And I
what?
think
Running's a good thing.
running ha also has its like drawbacks because it's hard on your body too. But
Right.
I think we're gonna lean into running a little
Okay.
more.
Well, I'm gonna
All
lean back in to
right, and
go.
then the. Okay, yeah, you should.
I'm gonna go, not running. I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna start like hardcore working out again.
I was gonna go to the gym too, but like Meg wanted to run together this morning, so
Oh,
we
that's
didn't make
so.
it
I
home.
love that. Y'all run
Yeah.
together. I'm not gonna go to the gym today because I'm giving myself a day to be like, hide under the blanket and still pretend that this is part of a dream that I'm just still haven't woken up from, and I podcast now in my dreams.
Well, I'm feeling a little better after talking
Me
to you. It's
too.
nice to commiserate with somebody.
It
It's nice to have
absolutely, because I was like, when I first woke up this morning, I was like,
applause.
there's no way. I will cry, I will scream, I will cuss, I'll probably say things I regret. Well, I don't regret. I mean, whatever, they would have all been true. But when you were like, no, it's a good time to do it, I was like, you know what? What is me sitting in silence in my apartment by myself right now going to accomplish?
Yeah.
It's just going to make me more miserable. I do really need to like text my cousin. I don't even know. And I said, whatever he's like, just say something. But I don't know what to say to her. And I see her all the time
Yeah,
and we're real close.
I have to text my sister-in-law. I don't know what to say to her, but I might just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Like something simple like that.
I'm just saying, hey, just checking in on you, thinking about you.
Yeah, the lamest of all things,
Yeah.
but at least it's something.
I
I would
know.
invite her to breakfast if we lived in the same town.
Thank
Oh,
you.
the second thing I wanted to talk about
Oh,
was I saw the Buffy musical episode.
yeah.
That was I think that was yesterday.
Oh my God, what did you think?
It was like I was so blown away by that other Buffy episode with the acting from it. That one was called The Body.
Yeah.
And I really knew that this cast had range. But after the musical episode, I'm just like, these people are so fucking talented. Why aren't they in like all
Everything?
things? Like,
I know.
what is Sarah Michelle Gellar doing right now?
She's hanging out with her husband, Freddie Prince Jr.
I know,
What is
but
the
I want to
big
see her in
song
something
they
like.
sing together? Oh God.
What's the big song they sing
Yeah, like
together?
at the when they're all like singing kind of different parts at the end, and then they all walk together.
Yeah, I know that you know, I think you've watched this episode a lot.
Oh,
I
so
only
many
have watched
times.
it that one time. And a lot of it centers around this idea that Buffy's been rescued from, they thought they rescued her from hell, but they rescued her from heaven. She was in this
Yes.
place of complete bliss, and then they brought her back to Earth, and she's experiencing hell on Earth.
Yes.
So a lot of it is about, like, just, she feels like she's going through the motions that has no
We're
joy
just
in her
going
life.
through the motion, something like that. You're right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to watch it again. One more time with feeling. That
Yeah.
sounds.
Actually, that was 2 days ago that I watched that one,
And then
so
when they had the
kind
like the
of.
tap guy, isn't he in there too singing?
Yeah, he was. I was trying to look him up because I was like, I've seen this guy in other things.
One more time, one more with feeling. Oh my God. Now I may have to just put the soundtrack on
I bet it's on.
Spotify.
I bet it's on Spotify. It's definitely. I'd like to say it's really a good musical. I just don't know. I don't know because like did Joss Whedon write all of the music for it? I don't really know what. I need to look at it more and
I
look into
feel
it
like
more.
I thought he did, but I could be wrong. Oh, where do we go from here and walk through the fire? Those I think come together. Well, yeah. Oh my God. I feel like he
Yeah,
did
and the
write them.
songs were really good. I feel like it definitely had like this late 90s vibe to it, which was kind of charming and kind of fun.
Yeah.
And like every time Spike would sing, it just felt like I was watching like a Oasis music video or like a Blur music video.
And they all like just killed it. Even like it was so amazing. I feel like Joss Whedon wrote the songs, and I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I think he did. And I think that would be like the it could be a good
Yeah,
post-election
so I
soundtrack.
think if he did write the songs, I think that's a accomplishment for somebody who's not like he's a screenplay writer and a director, and then he just wrote these songs that are like catchy and pretty they were pretty complicated the way that they were singing.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it's definitely like even before I started watching Buffy, you were mentioning this to me. I've had like seven other people be like, the musical episode alone is one of the greatest episodes of television of all time. And so like I've finally seen the best of Buffy, and I gotta say, I'm still impressed with
Yes.
the range of the actors, the range of like the cast and crew of the show. They have these like dingy sets that they kind of reuse,
Yep.
and somehow it really it really felt fresh in this show that's kind of
Yeah, I have something to tell you.
it's gone on for a little bit too long.
Yes, you're right. Josh
Okay.
Whedon spent 6 months writing the music for Once More with Feeling. He
Okay.
wrote some of the songs for it. He wrote the songs for the episode, which was his first attempt at writing music. He learned to play guitar to write the songs. And then he, Christopher Beck, who's a regular composer for the series, composed the overture and Dawn's Ballet. Or
Yeah,
Dawn's
okay, well
Lament. Overture.
that is some kind of like crazy accomplishment.
Yes.
And I know I feel like Joss Whedon's problematic because of how much of an asshole he seems to be. Like he mistreated his actors
Yes.
in something, maybe that, maybe
Yeah, I
something else.
forget what it was, but yeah.
But definitely that episode is quite an accomplishment.
Just as a side note too, with music really does have like this power, and like music can really change your mood, and so can movement. I have therapy brain here. So like somatics, movement, all that kind of thing can really like get you can shift a feeling. Also, it's okay to feel like really sad today. And I'm not telling you should shift out of it right now. Feel your feelings, like cry, do all the things, feel your feelings. also talk to other people because it helps. But music, music and movement, even if it's a music and movement to like scream, to like whatever, there's something really powerful in both music, musical arts, and in adding movement. And it doesn't have to be any specific correct movement, just moving your body in any way. It could be dance, it could be exercise, it could be getting outside, you know, whatever. Put on some music, move your body. And I go for another walk.
What could it? Could it be fucking a cucumber in the front
on the grill? Look for cameras. See, I'm gonna say no only because I would not fuck a vegetable because they're already starting to rot, and then you're putting rotting. Like, what if there was maggots? Like, no. But if that's your like, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. But it's also there's some health issues involved with using fruit. There are other things you can use. Go buy a toy.
Toys.
Yeah.
Fuck a toy.
Also, my favorite toy shit the bed and doesn't work anymore. And that was also a pretty depressing moment when you're just like, fuck this shit. Let's just have fun for a moment before bed. Putting the election
I'm
aside.
Out of the country.
And it stopped working. Like, I had just charged it and it won't turn on. So.
Yeah.
Time to use that passport to go somewhere else. Hey, I have like 26 countries I can choose from. So
I feel like the U.S. passport is pretty. You get into a lot of countries.
Right, but I have like 26 where I could live without a visa and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Because
EU.
Yeah, I've got an EU passport. I'm Lithuanian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of the. Is that Slavic? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. Thank you so much for not convincing me, because I don't want you to feel like you, like, made me do this, but for giving me the, like, little, like, it's a good day to do it. It could be good to talk and just see what happened. Like, just make it a whatever comes out of it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for making the time to talk. I feel a little bit, like, happier.
Me too. And I think it feels good to connect with people who have, I mean, sometimes you have to talk to people who have opposite ideas than you and hear them, but I think it also feels good right now to talk to people that, and to be able to feel safe with people just getting it off your chest. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
We're going to have to fix the music for the podcast. This would be the natural time for that music to kick in.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, we're going to have to figure out. Maybe we'll have to find some new music. Maybe I'll ask Josh Whedon if he can compose something.
Well, when you talk to Joe Rogan, see if he knows
him. I will. I'll ask. You know, I'll toss some of that, my magic around. Anyway, I hope y'all, like, do something good for yourself. Shit, eat some candy today. And this, you may not be hearing this election the day after the election. Doesn't matter. There's going to be a hangover from it. Eat the candy. Go for a walk. Put on music. Dance. Do something good for yourself. And if
Watch that Buffy episode.
Watch the Buffy musical.
I already spoiled it.
It doesn't matter. It's old enough that it's. And you don't have to, like, necessarily know everything to watch it. Like, you'll appreciate it more if you've been watching it, but put on Buffy. Grab your toys. Still enjoy yourself. Don't give up on your own pleasure because shit seems bad. Shit, up your pleasure. Up your pleasure game.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We will see you. You might not see us, but we'll be back next week. If you have any questions, please send them to my so-called mess Instagram or Fig Life Coaching Instagram. We'll answer them. If you have any thoughts about this episode that you wanted to share with us, send them there as well. And yes, take the day, take some time for yourself, but also up your pleasure game. That's what I say. Until next time. Peace.